Chapter 3, A Surprise Arrival.
I woke up and saw the sun was high up in the sky. That meant it was after 8 o'clock in the morning. The light came down through the trees, but it was still quite dark in the woods. I felt happy because I was free of my father. I was about to go to sleep again, but suddenly I heard a loud boom. I didn't know how far it was, but suddenly I heard it again. I jumped up and looked at the river through the leaves. I saw a lot of smoke on the water and a steamboat full of people. They think I'm dead. They're firing cannonballs into the water to make my dead body come up, I thought. Soon the steamboat got close to the island. I saw people I knew on the boat. Tom Sawyer, his Aunt Polly, my father, and Judge Thatcher. The boat went around Jackson's Island, then up the river and back to the town. I waited until I knew I was okay, before I decided to catch some fish for breakfast. By the end of the day, I started to feel a little sad because nobody was on the island with me. 3 days and nights passed in the same way. I fished, looked for fruit, and looked around the island. Early in the morning, on the fourth day, I went into the woods with my gun. I walked on the leaves, and suddenly my heart jumped. On the ground was a man. He was sleeping and had a blanket over his head. It was almost daylight. I kept my eyes on him. Soon, he woke up and threw the blanket off his head. Oh, was I happy to see him. It was Jim, Miss Watson's slave. Hello, Jim, I cried, and jumped out from behind the trees. He jumped up, very afraid. Then he said,
Oh, please, don't hurt me. I never hurt anyone.
Well, it didn't take me too long to make him understand I wasn't dead. I was so happy to have someone with me. I talked and talked, but Jim didn't say a word. After I told him my story, we sat on the grass together and had breakfast. Now, Jim knew what really happened to me, but I didn't know what happened to him. So, Jim, why are you here? I asked.
I ran away the night after you did. Old Miss Watson was not very nice to me, but I always thought she didn't want to sell me to anyone. But a slave trader came to her house often in the last few days, so I started to worry. I was right to worry, because I found out that Miss Watson wanted to sell me for $800 to the trader. When I found out, I decided to run away. I swam across the river to this island and stayed here until you found me.
After we told each other our stories, we climbed up a hill on the island. There, we found a cave and made it our home. Now that Jim was with me, my days on the island were much better. One night, we saw an old houseboat coming down the river. We got in our canoe and went over to it. When we climbed in through one of the windows, we saw a bed, two old chairs, and lots of things on the floor. A man was on the floor. I thought he was sleeping, but Jim said,
I know a dead man when I see one.
I suddenly felt very afraid. He went over to the man and put an old blanket on his face.
I believe he died 2 or 3 days ago. Don't come here, because it's a very ugly thing to see,
Jim said. I had no wish to see a dead man. I just helped Jim take a few things we might need. We climbed out of the houseboat again and went back to the island. Later, when I closed my eyes to go to sleep, I thought of the dead man and wished I knew why he was dead.